all of a sudden, Jonathan wanted to play baseball when he was young, but he always got on the worst teams. You know, we didn't have the ends of the, YMCA politics. We didn't know anybody that knew anybody, so we didn't get on the A teams and even the B teams. I remember one coach in particular that Jonathan had. We showed up for practice, and he just said, "Hey, guy, we're just going to let the kids play today and have fun." And I'm thinking, okay, they're going to play a scrimmage. And no, he literally meant just play in a field that happened to have a backstop where they were throwing their gloves up in the air and catching them and digging in ant piles with sticks. Every now and then, a couple of them would get the notion to pick up a ball and play catch. But be that as it may, we always told Jonathan the importance of listening to the coach. And because he knew the direction that the team was supposed to be going. You know, there's a lot of parents that get involved in Little League. And when I say get involved, I mean make a fool of themselves. Because they want to go against what the coach is saying. We had one parent in particular, didn't show up to any practices, didn't show up to half the games, but on the one game he came to, he stood at the backstop and yelled at every kid, telling them how to do things. You know, we spent time teaching Jonathan that, you know, the coach was important because he was the one that was, number one, he was the one that was in charge, and number two, he was the one that had the best interest of the team at heart. And so it's very important that you listen to the coach. It was really hard for me even as a dad sometimes because, especially on those years where the coach wasn't that great, and although I'm no baseball player, not even really a baseball fan, I know more about baseball than a guy who tells kids to dig in a ant pile with a stick as practice because I've watched a game or two. It was even hard for dad to keep his mouth shut because, you know, hey, infield needs to shift over a little bit, or outfield, and hey, you need to come in a bit. This kid can't hit at all, and hey, you know, be ready. Don't be spinning around. No, you don't want to twirl around. You want to be watching. But most of the time, I won that fight and was able to be quiet. This past Thursday, a couple weeks ago, I should say now, it's been 2 weeks, my son Jonathan met me walking down the aisle at church camp and told me, "Dad, I can't run anymore. I know God wants me to use my life for Him, to lead others in worship. So I need to surrender to it." And as a rebel, growing up, and then as a dad, watching God bless me over and over and over with children, I guess the most touching thing in all of that is that Jonathan listened to the coach. See, our God in heaven knows what's best for all of us. He knows the plans that He has for us. We as parents sometimes, I as a parent sometimes, I'm just speaking from my heart. I as a parent sometimes can try to push and direct my kids in ways that I see what's best for them. But if I, as a man of God, if I listen to the Holy Spirit, if I follow His leading, my best advice to my children a lot of times will just be to listen to the coach. Don't try to interject my opinion. Don't try to interject my thoughts. Don't try to interject my plans. You see, God's Word tells us that God, the Father, tells us that my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. As high as the stars and the moon and the sun are above the earth, that's how high my ways are above your ways. I'm proud of my son. I'm proud of all my kids. But I'm proud for Jonathan that in a world where seek ye first is taken as a personal challenge rather than a commandment from God, Jonathan, with his talents and abilities, with the noise of the crowd, with the yelling sometimes even of parents, he listened to the coach. It's something when your kid follows God. Our Bible tells us that as a father, our thought is, I have no greater joy than my children walk in truth. And I know when what it is to be a father whose son surrenders to the leading of the Spirit. I think God in part shows us in a small way that that's what it's like when you surrender to me. Watching and being able to witness your child do that pales in comparison to the joy that our Heavenly Father has when we surrender, when we listen to His leading. So I ask you, as I've been asking you, what is standing in your way of listening to the coach? Yeah, the world around you is going to tell you what to do. They're going to tell you the steps to take, the plans to make, the path to choose. What's the coach telling you? God, I love you. Father, thank you for your great mercy. Thank you that when we hear heavy steps behind us, it's your goodness and mercy following us. Thank you for your leading. God, I pray that you'd help us to listen to your Holy Spirit. Father, to block out the crowd and listen to the one voice that knows what's best for us. In Jesus' name.